Welcome back to another episode of Jackson and Gianna's Movie Adventure. To get started, first off, our movie this week is Don't Worry, Darling. But when we were trying to formulate this episode, we came up with two different sides of the argument. If this is a good film and this is a bad film. And I found out Gianna does not like this film. How do you not like this film?
Done it all. It's just, you know, it was kind of disappointing. I was really excited for it from when I first heard it was coming out, and I saw Florence Pugh was starring in it, and I don't really know much about Olivia Wilde, but it was disappointing, to say the least.
Hold up. No, this movie was so good in the fact of just the whole, I like the screenwriting I thought was on par. But let's start with our opening arguments for this debate styled episode. And I'll let you go first.
Don't Worry, Darling was not a good movie. It was, I don't know. I'm trying to think of ways to put it specifically for the sake of an opening case, but I thought it was underwhelming. I thought it could have been made better. And it was kind of annoying. So I'll just leave it at that for now.
Kind of annoying.
What about you?
We'll have to hear about that one. I would say screenwriting and the whole plot was good. The scene, or not the scene, the set design and just the costume design, everything like that, was really good. And then finally, you got Florence Pugh acting in it. How is that not a good film when she's in it?
Okay, that's something
just,
I can
just
agree
truth
with.
Bombed. Just truth
I'm not
bombed.
In. I'm not in.
Just truth bombed.
Florence
okay,
Pugh
so start
do.
With your first point. Start with your
okay,
first
okay.
point.
So the first thing I thought was kind of bad, and the first immediate thing was the plot. I thought, like, it made sense, and the writing was good. It was just executed poorly. Because that's when, like, there's a whole, like, miscommunication and everything, like, down the line, because, you know, one person's writing it while another person's directing it. Olivia Wilde did not write this. So, I mean, I don't think she did, like, a terrible job, but I just don't think it was executed good enough. There's a lot of plot holes, I thought. There's things that didn't make sense, and we didn't say this before, but here's a spoiler warning. Don't Worry, Darling came on HBO Max last week, which is why we're doing this whole episode. But so go check it out there and stop now before we start getting technical. But to continue on that, there's a lot of things that, like, popped up to say that something was wrong, like the eggs or the rumbling or, like, the different encounters Florence Pugh's character Alice had. But, like, I just didn't think they were, like, I don't know. I thought the timing was weird, and I didn't think, like, yes, they're suggesting that something's wrong, but, like, they're really kind of, like, general and just, like, not good hints. And then, I mean, that's basically what I had was my major thing plot-wise was the plot holes. Like, the twist was good. I will admit that. I did think that was really interesting.
You just lost the argument, girl. You just lost the argument.
No.
Now it's your turn. Now it's my turn. So, yeah, you get those little plot holes. But I think that adds to the element of surprise in whether or not, like, what is actually going on here or not. You know what I mean? And I just found my sunglasses that I'm missing all summer. Well, I'm just winning today because I'm about to win this argument. But no. So, like, the whole eggs thing was a little confusing. But if you go back and look at it, you're like, maybe it's a glitch in the virtual reality thing. Maybe it's an error in the game design, right? I think, and then also seeing her hallucinations is just maybe her subconscious, not necessarily, like, you know, because she's starting to realize what's going on here, and then she's fighting, like, the system, right? Maybe that's a little complicated to, like, put into words, but I really like that because it shows her sort of psychological change in her whole mindset about the whole world, about victory, right? But then you go into, like you said, the twist was good, and that's the whole point of the movie, right? You know, from the onset with the eggs, with the wall, something is not right, right? This whole fiction, you don't know if it's fictional or nonfiction or whatever, right? But you know that something's wrong, and then you start to see her try to fight the system, and obviously that does not end up well for her, as Jack, Harry Styles, portrays her by, like, giving her away to the red people or whatever, right? But then you see the flashback of her, you know, working in the hospital as a nurse, And then Harry Styles, Jack, just being at home, jobless, listening to the motivational talks or whatever. And that leads to the eventual change of him trapping Alice into Victory. And that sets the whole scene with the themes that I'm going to include in the plot, just because to chef's kiss, because you got misogyny, you try to have feminism fight misogyny, and then you have this idea of, I guess, a fictional escape, like a fantasy escape, right? Obviously, misogyny. The men trap their wives in this virtual reality world, right? Men want all the power. Men go to work while the wife stays at home, blah, blah, blah. And that transitioned my set design, but I'll wait for that. And then you have the feminism, where you have this feminist icon, Florence Pugh's character, Alice, try to fight this male patriarchy and try to see what's wrong with Victory and try to fight Chris Pine's character, which I'm forgetting the name of, but you fight that character to see why I'm really Frank. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so then you have this whole feminist side of Florence Pugh. We follow her and we see her try to stand up for herself in a place where she could just sit back and relax, like Olivia Wilde's character, Bunny, who's just like, yeah, I know, like, this is not, like, real, but I'm just going to stay here because my children are here, whatever, and I'm going to stay oppressed. But no, Alice is like, no, I'm going to fight. I'm going to go home. I want to live my normal life. I like my job. I like everything about it. And then that leads up to the eventual betrayal of Jack, you know, trying to keep her entrapped and blah, blah, blah. So I'll let you talk because I'm straight winning right now.
Is you said that Bunny, Olivia Wilde's character, chooses to be oppressed, but that's not the case.
First off, sorry to interrupt, but I didn't even know she was acting. Like, I didn't know that was Olivia Wilde when I'm watching the movie.
There's
she acted in her own movie.
It's given.
But anyway, I digress.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. I think it's an interesting choice when directors choose to act in their own movies with a more prominent role. But that's a discussion for another time. You said that Bunny was oppressed, but she chose that life. She's not feeling any sorts of oppression because she put herself in there. Because her children weren't, I forget exactly what she says. I rewatched this a couple days ago after seeing theaters the first time, but she makes a comment where she's like, well, I don't have my children in the real world, because Florence Pugh is like, but the children, like, you put the children here. She's like, no, like, my children, like, don't exist in the real world. So this is her, like, this is her life. Like, this is her fantasy, her escape. Like, she's there and she's not feeling any kind of it.
She never reveals the fact, though, that she could be freed. She doesn't choose them when she's like, I can leave whenever I want. She's not going to leave because she's trapped herself psychologically that this fantasy world is real.
Well, yes.
So she's kind of oppressing herself.
That's a different point, though. That's a different discussion. Because
That's true.
Kind of like building off of what you were saying about, like, women and men and everything. But this movie is kind of like marketed in, like, a misdirecting way. Because Olivia Wilde, I didn't watch too much other than, like, the whole drama thing, you know, that was going on, like, with the movie's release. And Harry Styles spitting, I am convinced he was. He did spit on Chris Pine's lap. But
he did spit. There's no way.
It's in the tapes. It's on the film.
That's another discussion.
But Olivia Wilde was marketing this movie as, like, a movie all about, like, the female, like, pleasure and everything empowering. And, like, after seeing that movie, like, I didn't feel, like, any good towards those things. Like, the intimate scenes with Florence Pugh and Harry Styles were kind of, like, gross. Like, not just because of, like, the actors, but, like, the characters, too. It was just kind of, like, I don't know.
So what's your point?
Maybe it's not the plot was as bad, but, like, the marketing and, like, the general, I don't know. Well, actually,
what does the marketing have to do with the film?
No, that's not. Well, when you promote something as one way, like, we could promote this movie about how we're praising Don't Worry, Darling, but then someone clicks on the episode and sees me trashing it. Like, that's misleading. Like, Olivia Wilde promoted that movie as, like, all about, like, woman feeling good, and I go in there and, like, I don't feel good because it's women being trapped in, like, I mean, there's, like, the feeling good intimate scenes, but there's, like, the whole thing where Florence Pugh is literally trapped in there because a man wants her. It's like, I don't know. So there's just, like,
but doesn't that reflects 1950s themes of the like at least in the US, right? And that transitions perfectly, thank you Gianna, into my second point, which is the set design, right? Because the Victory is kind of in this 1950s, you know, post World War One like scene. You can see it in the cars, you see it in the dresses, right? And I think that really amplifies the fact that between the, I guess, the duality of both the genders, right? You have the men, like I said before, do all the hard work while the wives stay at home, right? And you're like, I completely just forgot your point because it was kind of irrelevant, but what did you say?
That this movie was marketed incorrectly and that...
I from what I saw from the trailers, right? From the posters, is it was just, first off, it's in the title, right? Don't worry, darling. Whose perspective you think is saying that in this film? There's one person, and his name is Jack. Yes, right. So you're already automatically getting that from the point of view of the husband, right? Don't worry, darling. Everything's fine. And that's like that for me. That's all the marketing needed to do. And then you saw the trailer, and you're like, something's not right here, right? This movie's about to be like an absolute.
Well, yeah, clearly, because they gave away the whole movie in the trailer.
No, they didn't.
They put too much in that trailer.
Every
that's
trailer
a different
does that,
discussion.
Though. Every trailer does that, though.
Some don't.
Bad movies do. Because they don't want to show all their good parts.
Okay, continue on.
No, I'm done. That was pretty much it. The set design reflected the themes, yeah.
Okay, well,
Unless you want me to elaborate.
No, I don't want to argue you on the set design because it was good. Like, that's like...
That's two goods from two of my points.
Well, no, because it's hard to argue because they did get like the 50s aesthetic across. And that's like one of the things I did enjoy about this movie was the sets and the costumes. But kind of back to that point of the 50s, one thing I didn't like was how jam-packed this movie was with music. And I think it really happened in the beginning because like when you're trying to push that aesthetic, like that's something that can come from the soundtrack. Like, people love movie soundtracks, like whether they realize it or not. Like, one big example of one is I Ain't Worried from Top Gun Maverick this past summer, where people love that song and it was played all summer, and like whether or not you knew it was from the movie, like people loved it. But I think like it's good to have a lot of like good songs on your soundtrack, but when you're using them in a movie, when you have them back to back to back, like they did in the beginning of Don't Worry, Darling, where I found myself with a pen and a sticky note taking tally of how many songs I played in a row, it gets kind of like annoying. And it's just constant and it's switching and changing and it all sounds the same because it's from the same genre and the same era, but like different songs sung by like different people, obviously. Like, it just gets kind of distracting, I thought.
First time watching this film, the soundtrack, the music, the score didn't really, you know, distract me. So
yeah,
as long as it's not distracting, it's not bad.
Because I also thought
maybe you're just nitpicking at this point, you know.
I think so, because
you're just trying to find some bad things.
Yeah, probably, but I didn't like the score either. It was like
the main theme, or just the score.
Different. That's hold on a second. The score in general.
Oh boy.
Not the soundtrack, but the other music that's composed for this piece, playing in the background of certain scenes, was also very, I thought, distracting as well, because you have all these great soundtrack pieces, but then like the score is a completely different vibe, which I guess like is something to go for when you're dealing with like a twist movie kind of like this, where you're having a nice moment by the pool and then the next thing is a woman jumping off the roof, or not jumping off the roof, but like, you know, taking her own life off the roof. And I don't know, I thought it was distracting the way it was like huffing and puffing, and like I just didn't think it worked very well or it fit. I think if it was like the way they used it interchangeably works, but like something different. But the song that Florence Pugh hums the entirety of the movie, I thought got kind of redundant. Because like they use that point like a lot, I feel like, and they get it across like every time. But like when you're getting it across every time, I don't think you need to use it all the time. Like,
thing
it
is,
was
they
just
did it. They
annoying.
did though, but they didn't. They did it very faintly, right? Do they always have her humming it or hear it in the background, like?
But always, always humming it and hearing it. Like, there's no way you're just humming that one song all the time. And even Bunny, Olivia Wilde's character, is like, you need to stop with
Well,
that.
that thing is, that song was the key the entire time.
Oh,
That song was the
yeah.
key to the film of figuring out that Alice was trapped in this world. Because once she heard Jack like humming it or singing it, she's like, oh,
But it's like in
oh,
every single scene,
oh.
like, if she were just to do it like 3 times, I think it would have gotten across fine. Because if she were to do it like when she's cleaning, like one, two, when she's with Bunny, and that's, I think that was like an important conversation when she's like, well, I just can't put my finger on where the song's from then. And then maybe one more time, like when towards the end when she does realize, I think that would have been fine. But she does it all the time and it gets old. I think it gets old.
What's your point?
Personally.
What's your point?
Yeah.
Personally.
You don't have to
All right,
agree
what's
with
your
me.
final point? Was that your final point?
No, my final point goes back to the acting with a specific cast member, Mr. Harry Styles. And this is personal because if Harry Styles, I don't like Harry Styles. I'll just say it like that. I
Biased. You're biased.
yeah, this is a bias point. That's the whole point of this discussion, is that it's bias versus bias.
No,
I could
it's
argue it was
facts
good.
versus bias at this point.
Oh, right. But
Okay, wait. Before you get into your point, let's say you get offered to work a big budget movie, right? But you have to have Harry Styles as your star. Are you saying yes?
I've had this discussion
Yes, you are.
before.
Yes, you are.
No, it depends.
It could be
It
your big
depends
break
on.
and you're going to say no.
Well, I mean, at that
Wow.
point, yeah, for the career, but would I work with Harry? No, you know what I'd do? I'd make him a really unlikable character.
You
Like,
can't. He's the
this movie.
protagonist. He gets the girl at the end. It's a rom-com.
Okay, and that doesn't mean I can't make him unlikable. Have you seen the movie Not Okay that came out
Nope.
on
You'd
Hulu this summer? Well, the whole point is his
make
main
him really
character.
unlikable. What if he gets really upset that his character is so unlikable and he storms off stage?
Then
And
too
then you get
bad. That's
fired.
his loss. I
You have
wouldn't
to make
get
him, you have to make him
fired.
really likable. He has to be an appealing to the young audiences. More importantly, the young females.
Young females will go regardless of what Harry Styles is in. We saw this movie, my friends and I, in theaters. And there was a row, a full row of teenage girls in front of us, phones out the entire time, zooming in on Harry Styles' little face on the screen. It was terrible. But back to what I was saying, my final point. I did not like Harry Styles' acting. And I think it's like hard when you pull on a musician to say, like, oh, let's act in this. But like, I don't know. I thought, I mean, there was a whole discussion with it being Shia LaBeouf originally, and I don't think that would have been like any better just because of like, I don't know. But
You don't know.
well, like it's just, it's hard because there's so many different things that could like happen. Like, what if like you had this person, this person, and this person, it would have changed a lot of things, I bet. Because, like, to me, this was like those more serious scenes were silly because it's Harry Styles yelling in a terrible, big British accent because his character is, and like, I don't know. I thought he did bad. Obviously, Florence Pugh, I can't argue on there. Like, that's one of the reasons why I did want to see this, is because of her. I thought everyone else was pretty good, like Nick Kroll and Olivia Wilde was like, I don't know, but that's back to the
Olivia
whole,
Wilde was good.
I thought some of her lines were
I'll wait for my turn to talk
corny.
about all the good acting.
Oh, right. But there's like when Harry Styles yelled, every single time when he yelled, it was terrible. And it's like those scenes that are like the money makers, but like how can you call it your money maker scene when your actor is doing a terrible job? And you know what else is completely bogus about this film? Harry
What?
Styles made more money than Florence Pugh.
He's a bigger
Which is
name. And that
is he though?
trans and that adds to my final point about misogyny.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm just messing.
No, that was ridiculous because he is not the star of this movie. And honestly, like, His film or his screen time is like kind of questionable because he's just there
But
and
thing
he
is, he's the
goes.
biggest name in this movie.
He's,
He's the biggest name in the movie.
I don't know, that's debatable. It's just because of
Debatable.
music.
If you were to ask anybody who saw
Well,
this movie to name
okay,
one person
that's
in
like in
it,
the, that's in the general
yes,
out.
that's
Okay,
the
never mind.
point.
I don't
That's
know.
the point.
It's not
Now, if you're talking
fair.
about the
It's
film world,
stupid.
okay, no, obviously not. This is like his first movie that has ever been in, I
It's
think, right?
not though.
Okay, what was?
Eternals, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
And he did those. He did My Policeman, a whole other movie that just came
Yeah,
out,
but
I think,
that's
2 weeks
just coming out
ago.
like now.
But
Well after
still.
this. Well after this.
But
No, but
still.
he is the big, I'm not arguing for it, right? I think Florence Pugh obviously deserved to get paid more because she's obviously the star and she actually absolutely killed it. But it's all about name recognition, right?
Well, yeah, but it's just bogus. I'm allowed to think it's bogus.
You could replace Florence Pugh with any other actor, probably. Well, how much do you know how much the pay difference was before I say
A
something absolutely
lot.
ridiculous?
I don't remember what, but I know it was
But let's just say this, right? You replace Florence Pugh with any other actor, actress, whatever, and you insert them into her role,
a
Harry
lot.
Styles probably still gets paid more.
Well, yeah.
He's an international icon,
Well, yeah, I'm not arguing you on
international
that part.
superstar.
It's just bogus that it has to happen like that because
And
it's
you
not.
can't tell me, and you cannot tell me that less than 40% of, or like 40% of the audiences that saw this in theaters, they didn't come just to see Harry Styles. Yes,
I
after the
can't.
dumpster fire, that if you replace Harry Styles with any other dude and they still have that drama, probably not a lot of people are showing up to see this film.
No, I doubt it. People still would. Because
I
then
mean, I would have been arguing.
you have the whole Florence Pugh fan base as well, which is also just as large.
Who's
Well,
just getting
not just as
started,
large,
though?
but Florence Pugh?
Yeah.
No.
What else has she been in?
Are you serious?
I'm being dead serious.
Jackson, oh my gosh. She's
Being dead
in
serious.
Midsommar, Greta Gerwig's Little Woman.
No one.
I'm pulling this up right now.
No, I can look it up,
Because,
too.
okay, do it.
She was in Midsommar, but
She
that,
was in
whatever.
Black Widow.
Obviously, that's why I'm saying she's just getting started.
She's going to be in Dune.
Going to be.
Okay, yeah, she's not
I click
like,
on movies. The top four are the ones you said.
well, yeah,
Which
because those are her best
I'm not
ones.
saying, okay, I'm not saying she's getting started in film. I'm saying she's getting started as like a superstar.
Okay, that's fine, but just know that she's not just getting
And if you were to
started.
ask people where Florence Pugh was in today, they're saying Black Widow. They're not saying Little Women. They're not saying Midsommar. And they're not saying Don't Worry, Darling.
No, they're not.
The first
Jackson,
thing that comes to mind,
I don't know who you're talking to.
you ask 90% of the people that go to movies today, well, who is this actor and what is she in? At least 50% of them are
Midsummer.
saying Black. At least 50% are saying Black Widow.
No. Black Widow was
Yes.
also terrible. Like absolute trash. That's a whole
Okay, I'm not
different
defending that
discussion.
movie, but
No,
she's
but
in.
still. No, Jackson, I guarantee you, when you think of Florence Pugh, it's Midsummer. Like there's no
You talk. Okay, okay,
debating
okay.
that.
First off, it's quick, easy math, right? Midsommar came out in theaters in what, 2019? Black Widow
Yeah.
came out in theaters in 2021.
It didn't come out in theaters, did it?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, I thought
I
it went
saw it
in
in
theaters first.
theaters.
Oh, never mind.
You have two of these movies, right? One is who's Midsommar made by?
Ari Aster.
Sure. You have that guy, right? It's a guy, hopefully.
He's the same
Whatever.
guy that did Hereditary, which we
Yeah.
watched.
We did watch, and that movie was garbage. But
Debatable.
Black Widow. Who do you think saw what movie had more views? Who cares about box office? What movie has more
Midsummer.
views? There is no way you are telling me. Oh my
Oh
God.
my God. Yes, look it up right now. Look up how many views Black Widow got. Or what are
I'm
we
looking
looking
at
up? What's the exact question?
the but hold up. I don't want the budget. It's how many people saw Midsommar? Box office 48 mil. Okay. I'm just gonna look up box office. Three hundred. Okay. Oh my, I can't believe you said this. I can't believe you said
Because
this.
it's a Marvel movie.
It's up. Exactly. That's the point. That's the point. And you
But
were like,
no.
no, no way. People saw Midsommar. No.
No,
Okay.
I never said that. You're putting words in my mouth.
Midsommar's box office is $48 million, right?
Yeah.
With the $9 million budget, that's awesome, right? That's insane. That's like, I don't know the math, but for some reason I want to say like a $500 or no, 500% like increase on your budget or whatever, return, whatever. That's probably not right, but whatever. I don't know what the budget was for Black Widow, but the box office was
Because
$379.8 million.
it's a Marvel movie. That's why. People weren't going to see Florence Pugh. They were going to see
Was that my argument? Was that my
Scarlett
argument?
Johansson.
No, it was
No,
not.
but
No, it was not. I asked, what movie do you think got more views? Black Widow
you did not
or
ask
Midsommar?
that.
Rewind the
Okay.
tapes. Rewind the tapes. I literally asked that and you're like, Jackson, no, it's Midsommar. I was like,
No, but it goes
no.
back to the discussion of not what got more views, but what is Florence Pugh known for? And she's known for Midsommar.
I don't even know what to say. If you have a person like yourself watch both these movies, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you could say she's the star in Midsommar, right?
Yeah.
But if you ask people in general, if you ask people in the United States, which both these movies came out for sure, I don't know about other countries, whatever, and you ask who is this actor and what, or at least who, what movie is she in? The math would tell
Midsummer.
you that people, not everyone has seen Midsommar. That's my point. That is my point. There's not the
Oh, but
population. Okay,
not everyone has
let's no,
seen
here's
Black
here's my theory, here's
Widow.
my here's my here's my analogy for this, right? You have a group of 10 people, right? And they all saw Midsommar. Or you have a group of 100 people. And let's say 50 of them watched Black Widow, right? You have a higher percentage of people in the smaller group, right, which are the
Yeah.
film junkies or whatever, that's seen Midsommar, right? But then you have a smaller percentage, but a more population, like a higher population of people that saw Black Widow. So if you, that's like 100%, but that's 10 people. You have 50%, and that's 50 people. It's already more people know Florence Pugh from Black Widow than you do people from Midsommar.
I challenge you. Sorry. Oh, Jackson. I challenge you to go and ask five people on the streets where they know Florence Pugh from. Just to, I'll do the same. I'll do the same when I go to
Okay,
class
I'll show
later.
him a picture. We gotta make an unbiased picture.
Okay.
Because there's no way. There's no
No.
way. There's no way. There's no way.
Oh, I don't even know what to say. I'm feeling very defeated. Not because I lost to you, but because your mind is so
First
skewed
off,
that
you
you
lost.
recognize
You
Florence Pugh from
lost.
a Marvel movie.
You lost, and then you lost again by thinking
Okay.
that a Marvel or that $9 million budget thriller movie made by Ali Aster or whatever that guy's name is would be bigger than a Marvel movie.
I never said it would be bigger.
You said it got more views. You said it got more
I didn't.
views.
You're putting words in my mouth.
And then we're not even including streaming. Oh my gosh, this could go on forever.
Yeah, because it's not, I don't even know if it's streaming on something, but I'll have you know.
And Florence Pugh was in Hawkeye. Didn't even say that. She was in Hawkeye for a little
Oh,
bit.
I didn't
And
even know that.
that's when she really grew as a
I
Marvel
didn't even
character.
know that.
Because you don't even watch the shows.
Yeah, a lot of people don't watch the
More people
shows.
probably watched
You know, a lot
Hawkeye.
of people don't have Disney Plus because it is a lot of money.
More people probably watch Hawkeye than Midsommar.
It's Marvel.
And you're acting like that's an absolute deal breaker. No, it's not.
It is, because you're dealing with
Basic, yes, that is my point. That is my point. Oh my gosh. That is my point exactly. It doesn't, it being a Marvel movie is why she's being known for being in a Marvel movie, if that makes sense.
What about Little Woman? If you look on Florence Pugh's IMDb pages or anything, it goes Midsommar, Little Woman, Black Widow, Don't Worry, Darling. You have two.
Is she the star? Is she the star in Little Women?
She's one of them. She's one of the March sisters.
Box office. Gross. It was bigger. Little Women was bigger than Midsommar.
Yeah. So those are two very well-known films. And you have to take into account that it's more than Marvel. There's more than Marvel out there.
What? Whatever. We're getting sidetracked. We've been rambling on for like the last 10 minutes. Anyway, this was like our first style debate video. Hopefully you guys could easily catch or follow along or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just flabbergasted by this whole argument.
Yeah, I'm gonna go cry after this.
This is going to last a solid while. And you know what's bogus is we're gonna post a poll on our Instagram or Twitter, whatever, when this video goes live, and it's gonna be all of the people that have seen Midsommar. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, she's in Midsommar.
She's not in it. She's known for it.
Whatever. Anyways, go follow us on social media. Link in the description. Make sure to follow us on Instagram because we'll be posting probably
and Letterboxd
mid-episode polls or whatever, something like we said in this one. Last week we did Top Gun, so go watch that one. And the week before that we did what did we do?
The Truman Show.
Yes, we did The Truman Show. Next week, maybe a little Thanksgiving-themed episode. We shall see. We shall see. Stay tuned for that. Follow us on Twitter at Jack and Gianna. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.
Peace.